Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by, or rather through Him, and without Him was nothing. I mean nothing. I still checked before I left home. And the Greek and the Hebrew and the English, the nothing means nothing. I mean nothing, nothing. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines. It didn't say in darkness, in the darkness. And the darkness did not comprehend it, did not overcome it. It's impossible. Glory be to God in the highest. That's the much I want to pick. Now, one first thing that you grab out of these is the first three words, in the beginning. That means before there was anything. Anything material, anything tangible, anything visible, even before the invisible. In the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, this surpasses Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created. In that same beginning was the Word. It would have been a problem for me had this scripture not continued to explain. Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So in the beginning, God. That's Genesis. Hello? But John says, in the beginning, the Word. So, but he went on to say, the Word was with God. Okay, that now presupposes that God was. Because if the Word was with Him, so He must have been for the Word to be with Him. But it didn't stop there. It now says, and the Word was God. So, between Genesis 1 and John 1, I can safely say, in the beginning, the Word created. Which, of course, is literally spelled out in this scripture. Because the next line says, He was in the beginning with God. Then all things were made through Him. So in the very, very beginning, before there was anything, the Word. And when there will be nothing left, the Word. And you will have thought that, fine, then we can just make an assumption for in between. No, the Bible spells it. I mean, it spells it out. Where does the Bible say that? That when there will be nothing? Look, verse 14 says, the Word became flesh, and we behold His glory, as of the only begotten of the Father. Full, not partial, full of what? And truth. Full of grace and truth. And of His what? Let me read from here. Full of grace, that's from 14. Full of grace and truth. Then says John bore witness. Then verse 16. and of his fullness. It's not of his partial filling. It's not out of... He is full. And it is out of that fullness that we have all received grace upon grace. Hallelujah. Now, quickly, I'll just kind of bring out some things and leave it for your meditation because of time. So in the beginning, what that is telling us is clearly trying to put it in time perspective. You know, time will fail when you try to describe things spiritual. And that's what we are seeing here. Time can't catch it. So whatever your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather conjured on his lineage, can you see that this is older than your great-great-great-grandfather? Whatever the first man that started your clan did and is affecting the whole clan, this surpasses that first man. Yeah? Hello? Because now he's trying to, look, let's settle this matter. This is preeminently the only one. Beyond him and above him, there is none else. Above him, there is none else. Beyond him, there is none else. Is what he has ordained to be and what he wants to be that be. In the very beginning. Okay, now, you say that he'll be the last. Have you read before? He's Alpha and Omega. And amazingly, you find that at the last book in the last book of the Bible. And it was John that was writing still. John had an unusual revelation of Jesus. He says, I am Alpha. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha. I am Omega. You see why you should relax? You say, but how? In between. Well, verse 14 says, he became flesh. And verse 14 says, introduced to our realm as the only begotten of the Father. Come on, church. Hebrews in chapter 2 says, he beholds him. That is, he was his choice. And he chose to do it. What did he do? To make many be like him. So we become sons. So God so loved the world. Come on, church. He so loved Christians. Yes. But then it's the whole world. So Jesus Christ belongs to us as it is to them. And that's why it's only those who believe and receive that becomes part of him. That's why those who reject him condemn themselves. So what I'm saying in effect is this, that word became flesh and we behold his glory. The only begotten of the Father. But today, you are the begotten of the Father. Amen. Hello. By the mercies of the only begotten. By the workings of the only begotten. By the mission of the only begotten on earth. Bringing many sons to glory. Hello. You know, Hebrews chapter 1 says, God, who at sundry times spoke to us through his prophets. Come on, talking of the Old Testament. He said, but today, How does he speak to us? Through his Son, Jesus Christ. See, one teacher was a Greek, analyzing the Greek. He said, the truth is this. If you look at that word well, he said, now he speaks to us through his sons. But you see why it's easy for me to believe him and to accept that teaching? Because when the Son is speaking, he's speaking to them through his sons, the ones he has brought into glory. You say, how? Because in quickening you who were lost in your sins, you who had no hope, I who had no hope, I that was on my way to hell. In quickening me, what did he do? The Bible said that he quickened me together with him. Then he raised me. Come on, Ephesians chapter 2. And then he raised us together with him. Who are those who is raising together with the only begotten? The sons. Those who are now sons. Those who in verse 12 of chapter 1 that we started with said, to as many as received him, he has given the capacity to become sons. I'm saying this to let you know that you are a dangerous species. See, if I can let you know who you are, then half your problem is solved. In the name of Jesus. See, your slavery is knocked off totally. You see, by virtue of the second birth, you are not a slave. But by virtue of ignorance, the devil takes advantage of you. Because that people say, even the hair, the next king, as long as he's a minor, he's a baby, he says he's treated like a servant. He doesn't know who he is. Most Christians know they are going to heaven, but they don't know who they are. But I believe you settled there before you go. In the name of Jesus. You say, why? Because one thing I settled with God in the name of Jesus is that anytime we come together anywhere, we should be aware of the fact that this was why he came. Let no one who is not born again go back the way they came in. So you have to start praying for the people on your pew, on your row. That if there's anyone who is still doubting, who doesn't know, who is yet, Father, convict the person. Not just give me money, give me health, and go away. So when we make altar call, you are praying. And you are saying, what can I do, Lord? We haven't seen power. I'm sure you're wondering, there's something about this man. No, there's something about you too. Just take the next step. This is for all of us. You will enter places, people will begin to wonder what has happened. Amen. You say, why? The atmosphere will change. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. You are quickened together with him. You were raised together with him. You were seated together with him in heaven. Come on. Positionally, you are in heaven. You may be walking here, but your essence is above every principality and power. You are complete in him. You are sitting with him. You are in him. He is in you. See, Jesus will say, the Father and I are one. Don't you think the time has come for you to say, Jesus and I are one? The Father and I are one. Because Jesus and I are one. I'm in him, he's in me, and we are in him. Come on, John chapter 17, go read it yourself. John chapter 15, see, I am the vine, I'm the true vine, my Father is the vine dresser, you are the branches on the same vine, the same life that flows in the vine flows in you, the authority that the vine has, you have, is what you allow that rules your life, and that depends on what you know. Can you see this, John? Maybe I should stop. I can see you are enjoying the word of God. That's a sign that the devil is in trouble. When we begin to enjoy his word begins to grow. There is trouble for the devil. Can I declare boldly, there is coming an unusual increase. In the name of Jesus. You see, because the word, in the beginning was the word. When the word begins to increase, the disciples begin to increase, word begin to increase, peace begin to increase. What about persecution? Oh, it will increase. But victory will continue to increase. I'm not joking. Go read the Bible. And then your confidence. Ooh. People say, where is it coming from? I'm not talking your pride. Your confidence. But pride in a good way. You know how it works? If you are in him, I didn't him. He says, Christ dwells in your heart by. And what does that do? It causes to be grounded and rooted in love. And your comprehension becomes supernatural. How does the gift of the Spirit operate? It's for everybody to benefit from. Come on, go and read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Is it 14? Yeah. Is it 12? 12. Yeah, 12. Ephesians 4. Romans 12. Yeah. It's for everybody. Now, for just 1 second or 2 seconds, imagine the way you are sitting. It's like everything is suspended. All the fears and the worries. That's where you should be forever. Even when you are walking in the midst of the storm, you know where you belong. You know where you are seated. Far above all principalities and powers. And that's why whether it's through your swimming or through the sprinter, you will get there. In the name of Jesus. Hey, yeah. Tell anybody, now I know. I know who is in control. Whatever he has said, he will always do. And is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what I'm even thinking or asking. In other words, my best asking will not totally catch what he wants to do. So if he's just going to give me according to my asking, it will fail. But that's good enough. But he will surpass it, is what I'm saying. So now I know, if that be the case, whatever the devil has used to taunt you, put it to rest. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, I feel the fire. Can't you see now that in his presence there's fullness? There's always a fullness, and it is called joy. In his right hands there are what? Pleasures forevermore. Somebody is saying, you don't know me. I'm very filthy, I'm very dirty. Come into his presence to be cleansed. Run into his presence. 1 John 1:9. Tell him how you feel. Tell him what you're going through. The Bible says he's faithful and just. He will what? Forgive you. And then he will leave you that way. No, he will cleanse you. Then open up and don't let the devil cheat you on any side. The word. You know what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18? Can I just put it there before I go? I close with that. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, some, with unveiled face, that is bare, beholding us in a mirror. You know what it looks like when you're trying, come on women, your eyelashes and then the mascaras and a little bit of rouge even on the dark skin. It's good. It makes you look beautiful. If I try to put rouge, I'll be defining something else. But if you put rouge, it makes you know. Mirror. The glory of the Lord. Can you see it? Beholding us in the mirror, the glory. What are we beholding? The glory of the Lord. I've been transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Can you take it from 17 for me? And then I'll take it down here. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And we are the Spirit. Now, can you take it from 16 for me, please? Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Then he says, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Come on, help me. Come on, help me. Now, before you get confused about the Spirit of the Lord and the Word, Jesus said, the word I speak to you, they are what? And they are what? Come on, talk to me. And then in John chapter 1, the Bible says, in him was what? And in the Word was what? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was what? Life. And the life was what? The light of man. Can you see how it relates to you? Can you see how it connects you? He says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and we are the Spirit of God. I declare your liberty. In the name of Jesus, I don't care from what area of life the torture and the hold and the despair is coming from. I say in the name of, because of the blood of the covenant that has been shed, I declare your liberty in the name of Jesus. There is liberty. May we all with unveiled face, beholding us in the mirror, the glory of the Lord. I've been what? One word, say, I've been changed by the word. That's amplified. Into the same image. What image? What's the same image? What is the same image? It says we are beholding the glory of the Lord. What image? The Lord. The more you get into the word, the more you look at it, the more you read it, the more you meditate, the more you see yourself there, the more you become like him. It will come a time when you appear, they'll say, who is this man? Just like when Jesus will appear and all the demons were around. But it's you. I'm talking of even your natural life. You in your natural life. In the name of Jesus. And it got clear to everybody that, look, God is no respecter of persons. If the unbeliever understands the Bible today because you went to preach to them and they gave their lives and they stand in the world, you see God moving and you'll be wondering, what about me? I'm not joking. Take the same word. Now you know the word is God. The word is Jesus. The word is God. Treat the word that way. Fellowship with him every day. You know why this woman is special to me? I see her when I shut my eyes. When I, hallelujah, God, I see her. I'm going to the bathroom, I see her. I'm coming to the bathroom, I see her. I'm going to where, I'm trying to hide somewhere in my house. I meet her there. Where I don't want her to, because she enter here. She's everywhere. Because I keep on seeing her. So we keep on fellowshipping and fellowshipping and fellowshipping and fellowshipping. So, you know, it will be difficult for anybody to come in between. Oh, Lord, that's a reaffirm. Glory to Jesus. You see, the person you see all the time, you grow fond of. When you get into the word all the time, he is already fond of you. But man, you can get fond of him. And it will be obvious to many that what's in between them, we can't explain. You know what it is? It's blood covenant. Wow, can't you see how powerful you are? Can't you see how you can't be taunted anymore in life? You can't be ridiculed anymore in life. You are fellowshipping somewhere that you cannot see. The Bible calls it a mystery. You have so much power and grace. We bless this. We consecrate it. And we do it in obedience to your word. In as much as whatever it says, do it, and we get what? So we are doing it in the name of Jesus, partaking of his broken body and the blood that was shed. We do it in remembrance of him, to see what we have been talking about him. And as we partake of this today in the name of Jesus, may the reality of the word and the person of Jesus be further born in you in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. I want to encourage you as you come in the name of Jesus with every obedience of the word, with every doing of the word, you get more of him. Believe in me. And get ready for a manifestation. So as you come to the table, if you are seeking your body, I want you to release your faith in the name of Jesus. A miracle will begin. If you are nursing sickness in your family, you can stand in the gap. Say, in the name of, as I take this, let the covenant promise of healing begin to get actualized in my family. In the name of Jesus. Break the backbone of poverty. As you take, say, I come against my family. You say, so it will open. It will open. Although it may come with instruction. It may say, give. Because he will not negate his word. So once, yeah, he say, give. Then give. And see what God will do. There will always be instructions. If he says forgive, forgive. But when God wants to move on your behalf, he will show you what is hindering you. I tell Judith, and to be in line with the word. Glory be to God in the highest. Your joy will keep on multiplying in the name of Jesus. And there was great joy in the city. I can see your great joy beginning. It will only get better in Jesus' name. I'm instructed that you should always go with a scripture and carry it the rest of your life. At least for the next one, we carry it until we come back. Ephesians chapter 2, 4 to 6. That's it. Ephesians 2, 4 to 6. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved Taiwo. You see? He loves me. He loves me. Even when I was dead in trespasses, he made me alive together. Hallelujah. With Christ, by grace, I have been saved. You see? It's not my works. And he raised me up together. Hallelujah. With Christ. And made me sit together with Christ in the heavenly places in Christ. So I know who I am. By the mercies of God, I am quickened together. I am lifted up together. I am seated together with him. Ephesians 2, 4 to 6. Put your name there. Every day, even in the bus, say to yourself. Bring out your Bible. Look at it again from your phone. Read it and say, that's who I am. That's who I am. Going for an interview. Going to the market. Going to the store. Going to the toilet. That's who I am. I'm seated together. That's if you are born again. Yes, that's who you are. So that's it.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.